All right. So next I'm going to bring over our two other, we have our next talk is actually going to be two people. So pretty exciting. We have Dharani and Jiva who are going to be speaking today. And I'm kind of excited. I was a little nervous. I'm like, wow, there's two people. Like, how is this going to work? But I'm pretty sure you guys have got it all figured out and you guys know exactly what you're doing. Today you guys are going to be talking about building reusable rich UIs and controls for Power App components, which is really exciting and also not exciting because Power Apps are going to put me out of a job eventually. I mean, the stuff that everyone's doing Power Apps is going to make programmers obsolete. So it's exciting and not exciting. But I'm going to turn it over to you guys and see you guys in a bit. All right, you guys are live. Can you hear me? Mic check. Yeah. All right, go for it.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the .NET Dev Conference of 2020. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever parts of the world you are in now. So myself, Jeeva Rajan Kumar, and you can call me Jeeva, and I'm presenting together with Dharani Dharan Balasubramaniam. And I'm a business application MVP and also a Microsoft certified trainer. And I also lead a couple of user groups in Singapore and in ASEAN's BizApp UG as well. And I also co-organize Power Apps for Kids, which is an exclusive event for the kids to train them on building the Power Apps. So without further ado, I'll hand it to my partner to introduce himself.
Thanks a lot, Jeeva. Jeeva, once again, like I'm able to see the presenter view actually. Can you share the stop sharing the screen and switch it actually? Yeah. I'm able to see the PPT presenter view, the other view.
Yeah, okay, yeah, got it. You please continue. I'll do that.
Thanks, Jeeva, for the warm introduction. Myself, Dharani Dharan Balasubramaniam. People generally call me Dharani. I'm from Kuala Lumpur. Recently I have been awarded with the Microsoft Business Applications MVP and I'm leading the Microsoft Malaysia Business Applications User Group and also leading the Asia's Microsoft Business Applications User Group. And also I'm a Microsoft Certified Trainer too. And I do have my own YouTube channel. And if you guys if you're interested in the Power Platform or the ALM or CI/CD steps, please follow me. So I'll be regularly posting my videos over there. And also I'll be flashing my Twitter handle. So if you guys have any queries, always please feel free to reach out to me. Over to you, Jeeva.
All right. Thank you, Dharani. Thanks for thank you again. So, let me go and share my screen. Sorry about that. Yeah, here we go. Okay, so So today's agenda, we're going to see what is Power Apps.
I'm not able to see your screen, Jeeva.
Oh, it's weird. I already shared it. Apologies, let me share it again. Just a moment, guys. Sorry about that. How is it now?
No, Jeeva, not that. Okay. Shall I share my screen?
Yeah, and, please. Yeah, please go ahead. Yeah, I think that should be fine. Yeah. I'll stop my sharing and you can share the screen. I can continue from there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can see the screen there. Thanks for that. I really appreciate that. All right, so without further ado, sorry for that. You know, there are some issues happening at the last moment. May the demo god be with us. Okay, so today's agenda, what is Power Apps? You know, what is Power Apps? What is PCF and why PCF? PCF is Power Apps Component Framework. and what are the limitations that PCF has at the moment, and how can then Dharani will take over and show you a demo how to develop a PCF and use it in your Power Apps. So when you say Power Apps, you're talking about both Canvas app and model driven apps. So we'll cover that shortly. Can you go to the next slide, Dharani? Yeah, thanks. So what is Power Apps? You know, in quick in nutshell, Power Apps, Power Platform itself is a business application platform enabling business users to create and deploy apps, reports, workflows, and connect this together with, you know, your business apps like Office 365, Dynamics 365, Azure as such. So Power Apps consist of Power Platform consists of Power Apps, Flow, and Power Virtual Agents and Power BI as well. And next one, Dharani. Yeah. So what exactly in Power Apps? So we will just focus on what is Power Apps for a minute, and then we'll go to Power Apps component framework. We will not be covering Power Virtual Agent, or Power BI, and other pillars of the Power Platform. So talking about the Power Apps, so Power Apps is a suite of apps, as you can see, where the services, connectors, and data platform that provides a rapid application development to the environment to build apps for your business needs. And the main advantage or key advantages of Power Apps is it democratizes the custom app building concept experience itself by enabling the business users, you know, to build feature-rich applications. So without writing code. So that's why it's called a no-code or a low-code platform for that matter. And that's why James was saying, you know, he was worried about Power Apps taking over the jobs. Yeah, but it's not going to happen anyway. So that's what we're going to show. So Power Apps, you know, even though it enables it enables the business users to create an apps, but still there are lots of room for the professional developers to go and, you know, create an custom components like what we're going to show now, and, you know, other material, other custom codes and extensions, integrations that is not available at custom connectors. So those things still we need, you know, pro developer to do that. So using a Power App, you can quickly create, you know, custom business applications. So as I said earlier, and the apps that using Power Apps provides rich business logic and workflow capabilities as well to transform your code to transform your manual business processes to a digital automation process. And further, apps built using Power Apps have a responsive design. That's the biggest advantage as well. So that can run seamlessly in browser and on mobile devices like phone or tablets. So now Power Apps also provides an extensible platform that lets pro developers, as I said, programmatically interact with the data and the metadata and apply business logic like creating custom connectors and integrating with external data. Can you go to the next slide, Dharani? Yeah, thank you. So this is the Power Apps architecture. So as you can see, Power Apps component frameworks architecture. So we'll call PCF from now on. So PCF itself, you know, it's built on the robust Power Apps Power Platform framework. So this will help you to create a reusable components that can be used within your Power Apps applications. So the PCF empowers the developers and app makers, the app makers are the business users basically. So app makers to build code components where the out-of-box components don't fit in the app maker needs. So the Power Apps components are built on top of the Power Platforms, which means that, you know, as I said, you can seamlessly use this to create a wealth of utilities and, you know, that it provides. Next slide, Dharani. Yeah, so why PCF? So the first thing, you know, access to a rich set of framework APIs and expose capabilities like lifecycle management, contextual data, and metadata management. And before the PCF, we have to use HTML or HTML web resource. We call web resource in the Dynamics space, or Power Platform space. So the HTML web resources provide any form of, you know, custom presentation or custom controls. But now we have a more modernized framework. There is a PCF that allows an abundance of capabilities to be exposed to our app that would otherwise, you know, would be impossible to even access. That can be, or even worse, it can be unsupported by Microsoft as well. So use of responsive design, web design principle. So it provides an optimal viewing on interaction for any screen, any device, and orientation. And it can be developed by developers and easily reused by business users. the makers. Next slide, Dharani. Can you go to the next slide, Dharani? Yeah. So what's involved in the PCF component? So it's actually you need a certain prerequisite setup for that. For example, the CLI framework and the Node.js. Then you have to install the NuGet package manager, the Node packages and the TypeScript. To use the TypeScript, and also we can use Angular and React.js as well, and build more powerful components for that matters. And next one. Yeah, so the limitations, the components should be bundled all together in an external library. That's one limitation, and also sharing library across the components requires, the component manifest is not supported. That is one thing, and the common data service dependent APIs, including Web API along with few other API, are not available for this experimental preview. And so there is one mistake. I'm sorry about that. I think that's not corrected in that slide. So it's not the preview feature anymore. It's already a public feature, by the way. Next one, then. Yeah. So if you, let's say you already have a web resource, and if you want to migrate that to PCF, so you have to. If you're already using JavaScript, you have to use a TypeScript. And if the CDA tools needs to be used instead of in app web resource editor that you use in typical Power Platform environment. And the HTML elements can be added to the container programmatically. When Dharani shows you the code sample, you will be understanding what I mean by that. And also the out-of-box events are there, like init event, update view, and get output, destroy, which you will be using while building a component. And eventually the CM component framework supports the both Canvas app and model-driven app. So when I say Power App, there are two types, Canvas app and model-driven app. So the Canvas app is for your, so you start with the screen and then you keep using the data behind the data connectors or flows and use the data for that. And if it's a model-driven app, you will be using, it's built on top of the, when you have the data, it's built on top of the data. With another predefined workflows, business rules, business process flows, and something like that. And it's we can't cover the Power Apps in this short session, but yeah, we'll share some useful materials in the chat window that you can use it to, later. And then there are more opportunities for the ISV vendors for PCF, so they can build the reusable components that any organization or common business need. That caters the common business needs. In that way, there are some room for the ISV vendors as well. And then next slide, Dharani. Yeah, so the Power PCF community is really good and very active. And there is a community called the PCF Gallery itself, where you can go and search. There are plenty of open source PCF components built by developers like us and hosted there. So you can search based on the functionality needed or the author or something like that. And in fact, you can see three controls from my side. I think I only have two or one, I'm not sure. And yeah, so that is the link for that, pcf.gallery. You can Google and you'll be able to find it. It's really a good place to start with the PCF. Or if you want to use some of the components in your projects, you can always go here and all these components have a GitHub repository for that. And from there, you can extend it as well. So with that, I will pass it to Dharani to show how to start building a PCF and using it in the Power Apps. Up to you, Dharani.
Sure. To you. Thanks a lot, Jeeva. So now the people might be got the good introduction on the Power Apps and what is PCF all about, why the PCF is important, and you have covered some of the limitations. And now let's see who can build the PCF controls. So the people who know the basics of HTML and the JavaScript, you should be able to create the PCF controls. And it is mainly essentially for the front-end developers. And just as it is used to be with the web resources, PCF development can vary in a complexity from being relatively from simple to being extremely advanced. So let me get into the demo. Let me quickly explain the step-by-step what all the prerequisites we need. The prerequisites which we need are the Node.js and the NPM, the TypeScript, and we do require the .NET Framework 4.6.2 and the Visual Studio Code or Visual Studio 2017 or the higher versions and the Power Apps CLI. So these are the main prerequisites which we required actually. So let's begin with setting up the environment where we'll see the components needed for the PCF development, like how to install them, run the default application, and how we need to debug it. And also you need to, the couple of items you need to install it, like the Node.js, NPM, the Power Apps CLI, the .NET Framework 4.6.2, the developer pack, and the IDE of your choice, whether you need to use with the Visual Studio or whether you need to use the Visual Studio 2017, all those things. And let's quickly see what is the Node.js. Node.js is an open source and the cross-platform runtime environment for executing the JavaScript outside of your browser, like allows you to run the JavaScript in your machine, but is used to build highly scalable and the real-time applications. You can download the you can download and install the Node from the below link, like that node.js.org, so which I have flashed in the screen, right? So over there you will be able to download the node.js. So then we do have the Node packager, package manager, which is nothing but the NPM. NPM is a package manager for the JavaScript programming language. It is a default package manager for the Node.js. So once you got the Node.js installed, automatically installs NPM for you. For the better understanding, so you could match NPM with the NuGet package manager. But there are a couple of differences you can see, like it consists of command line interface, which is obviously loved by all the CLI users. And you can see the NPM from www.npmjs.com. So once the Node.js is installed and once the NPM everything is set, the next step what you need to do is, like, you need to require the .NET Framework 4.6.2 developer pack, which you can install from the .net.microsoft.com. So so all those the download links, I will put it in the chat window. And next, once that is done, then we need to install the Power Apps CLI. So you can install the Power Apps CLI from the link which I have mentioned there, like the aka.ms/powerapps-cli. So in order to make sure once the installation is completed, so after installing, you can open the command file. So the CMD file, the command prompt over there, you can just type npm/v. NPM hyphen v, then it will give you the NuGet package manager, so the version. And also if you type the PAC help, then it will show the Microsoft Power Apps CLI, the version which has installed. In the right hand side, I have attached the screenshot. So over there, you will be able to see the version of the NPM and the Power Apps CLI, which got installed in my machine. And next we'll see how we are going to create a component. So in order to create a component, so the first thing which we required is like the code editor. So you can install the code editor of your choice. So but personally would prefer installing the Visual Studio Code or Visual Studio 2017 or higher, because if you run into a problem, you will be able to contact the Microsoft team for your backup. And before installing the Visual Studio Code, you need to make sure, like, you need to install the .NET Core 2.2 SDK. That link also, I will ask Jeeva to paste it in the chat window. And once this step is done, so now we are good with creating the PCF control now. So to create a PCF control, the first initially you create a folder in your local directory. Let's create now today I'm going to show about the video attachment control. So you can create a folder in your desktop or in a C drive, wherever you want. You just create a folder and open the folder and just open the command prompt, the top of the open the local directory folder that you created and type the CMD in the command bar in the top, or else you can use the CD command to move to the created folder directory from the command line. So once that is done, then we have this command actually, the PAC PCF init. Then you need to put your namespace name and the control name and the template name. What does this PAC stands for? This PAC is like calling the Power Apps command line interface to kickstart, and the PCF init is to initialize the PCF to create a project, and namespace that you want to provide for your custom control which you are going to build. I have used this one, the video attachment control. So that is the namespace I have used actually. But however, as per your requirement, you can put your own namespace there. And next is the name. It is the name of the custom control and the component you are about to create. And next, we do have a template. As of now, we got only two templates. One is for the field and the other one is for the data set. PCF currently allows you to create a custom controls for a field or a view. Okay. Once this step is done, after the folder creation and after running this command, then you can run npm install or npm I to install the modules. I will quickly show. So now I will go to my desktop and I will create a folder now. So here I will just write cmd. So it will open this one. So now I will copy. So I will copy the syntax to the notepad and I will giving the name. Here I'm just giving a set type. Once I will copy this line and I will go back to my command prompt and I will put this one. So now you can, if you go back to that particular folder, okay, so it's not running actually, but I will show you the existing one. So if you go back to the folder, you can see there's a structure like this. Okay. So once if you, here you can write npm install and it will install all the necessary modules required for this. So it will install in this way actually. So once this is done, let me switch back to the slide. So now the first step we have done it actually, we have initialized the control. Now we have done the npm install. Now once you're done and you'll be able to open the project in the Visual the Studio Code like this. So this is how the project will get opened actually. You can open the folder here. So this is a structure of a PCF control. So if you see here, this is the main structure. You can see the manifest input file and the component implementation and the resource file. And under the manifest input file, you can see the control definition, the name, version, the properties, the resource file. And under the code, you will be able to write your TypeScript or the JavaScript, the user interface, all the functionality. You can do it under your component implementation. And next, we do have the JS library. If you have any JS library, CSS or localization or the images, all those things will come under the resource file. So here you will be able to see it. I have just taken a screenshot from my Visual Studio Code and I have added it over here. And this is my CSS file and here is my preview image and this is my manifest file and control. And this index.tx will have the complete the functionality, my code functionality will be available over there. Now, if I come back to this control manifest file. So here, this is what I mentioned about here. You can see the namespace, constructor, version, and the display name key and the display key, then this is the description of it. So all those things you will be able to see it over here. And next we do have the so we'll be having the index.tx file. So over here we'll be having all our the complete code, the what all the functionalities. So we are having it, all the functionality, whatever the code we need to implement, all those things, it will be available in this particular file. So next, this is the manifest file. As I mentioned here, you can see the control properties and the input files and the resource. So all those things, it will be mentioned over here. So the resources, you are like the CSS file, the image file, the JSS file, if you are using it, any of the things. And that should be over here. And here you can see the input fields. The input field will be under the property. So and also the control properties will be there. Over there will be having the constructor, display name, description, version, all those things. It will be available over there. And once the control is completed, then over here, then you need to create a folder for the solution project. and you need to navigate to the particular path, and we do have a command actually, the PAC solution init, and then you need to mention your publisher name and you need to put your prefix. Okay, once this is done, and if you run your commands, and the solution file will get created. We have initialized now for creating the solution file. Once this is done, then you need to add a reference actually to the solution. So where this solution can be packed actually. So you need to provide the path of the Power Apps component framework, the project on your disk. So once you provide the path, this particular path over here, and next thing you need to run is the MS build. And if you want the package build and manage the pack, and then you need to add the configuration equal to release. And if you want the unmanaged pack, then you don't need to mention anything. You can just put the MS build, the tbuild slash restore. The Power Apps basically it has like the Dynamics 365 CE has two types of solutions. One is like managed and unmanaged solution. Unmanaged solution, if you import the unmanaged solution, it will go and set it to the default solution. Whereas if you go with the managed solution, it won't go and it will create a layer on top of the default solution and it will save. And it will sit on top of the default solution. If something goes wrong and if you want to revoke it, and if you just delete the unmanaged solution, the complete component will be removed from that particular instance. But whereas if you are going with the unmanaged solution, it will go and sit along with the managed solution. So it's always recommended to, if you are building any Power Apps component, it's better to make a managed solution and deploy the managed solution into the instance. That would be better actually. And here are the Power Apps CLI components. So the first, we have created a project structure, and this is how we need to create it. Once this is done, then we need to install the node modules using the npm install, and you need to install it. Then for debugging, then you can npm start watch, or if you put npm start, then it will run that control into the browser. Then once this is done, then you need to deploy it. And for the deployment, first you need to create the solution project. And this is how you need to create a solution project. Once the solution project is created, you need to add a reference. And once the reference is added, and you need to build the package to get the solution. After building it, then if you go to this desktop, like my PCF control, the latest, if I go into the solution under the release folder, I'll be able to see this zip file. And you can take this zip file and you can go to the your instance, and then you can import it from here. So you can go to the solutions and you can import the solution from here. Once the solution is imported into the system, and you need to add a component. First, let me show you how this looks for me. So if I go to my instance, I'll go to my app. If I go to my case, here I have added the control. So here you can see the video attachment control. This is the control which I have added. So if you select any video and if you click on upload, this video will get uploaded into this particular instance, and here you will be able to see the preview of that particular video. Okay, so how to add it? So if you go here, so this control, I have built it for one of the field actually. So I have created a field called description, and if I double click on this, if I go to the change properties, so once again, sorry. So if you add the field here, like if I add the field like this, and if I double click on this, you can go to the change properties. And it is got stuck actually. So let me go back to this PPT. I have added a screenshot for this. And this is how you, if you click on the change properties, this is how it will show the add control. So you need to select your control, and after selecting the control, here it will show your control name here. And here you need to select whether you are adding it for the web or phone or the tablet. And if you select and click on OK, and this is how the control will get added into your system. So here you can select the video file, and if you click on upload video, and as of here, what I'm doing is like, this is a Dynamics 365 CE instance. This is a model-driven app. So over here, if I select the video and if I upload it, then it will come and sit in my timeline actually. So this is how I have done it actually. Here you can see the video is getting uploaded to the timeline, and they can download it from here. And if they want to select any before uploading the video into the this particular case record, and if they want to preview it, then they can preview it from here. And this is the simple demo of mine. And ready to start building your own component, then you can go to this particular the doc file, and this is a Microsoft Docs. Over here, they have given the detailed explanation about how to start with, and where, how to, what are the things, the prerequisites required, all those things in detail. They have given it in this particular link. I will put this link in the chat window, and here you can pick some of the sample and start tweaking into it. And if you have any
questions, Dharani, just a moment. We can't send any link to the audience directly from here. The only way is to flash the links. I have just sent you the consolidated links of all these things. Can you please open that and flash that two slides for just a minute so that
yes, thank you guys. Yeah, let's put those links on. Thank you guys for talking about Power Apps. Super exciting stuff. We're at the end of time, and it's actually time for the next people to jump on.